With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Joined now by the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Joe Giglio. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to check out the BetQL Daily podcast. You'll get more Joe Giglio analysis there. Just search BetQL wherever you find your podcast. Joe, we'll get into some of the teams that are farting around in the NFL playoff picture. Glad you're with us, as always. We'll look ahead to Week 14 here. Your take on the Philadelphia Eagles after they dismantled Tennessee. Are they winning the Super Bowl, Joe?
I think they are. They're the most consistently excellent team in the NFL all season long. And I do think the Jimmy Garoppolo injury in the NFC is pretty significant here when you kind of map this thing out. I know there's some optimism now out there that maybe he's not fully done for the season, but I did see Kyle Shanahan throw a little cold water on that. I mean, they were the team that I looked at in the NFC and said they could beat the Eagles. I'd worry about them. And now I take them out of the mix. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. And I think the Eagles are going to have the easiest path. I think they're going to get to the Super Bowl and play probably one of three AFC teams. And I think they have a really good chance against whoever they play. This Eagles team is as complete as any team in the NFL.
Did the Eagles get the Titans GM fired? It's one of two things. If something happens at this point of the year, Joe, it's, okay, there's something we don't know, and I don't want to go down that road. Or is it, hey, we shouldn't have to let that guy go. How could you let A.J. Brown go? What has Brown done for this Eagles team, Joe? And what do you think is, what's your read on what happened there in Tennessee?
Yeah, it probably was a bunch of events that led to one thing, but you ever have a relationship and there's a fight at the end and that's the end, and like was that really the reason, or was it 50 things that added up and then that was everyone just blew up on that moment? That's what Sunday felt like, where the Titans get embarrassed, the guy they trade away because they couldn't figure out a contract. And it's funny, I had a guest on from Nashville last week on my show, and I asked him about the whole situation, and he put it into perspective. He said, A.J. Brown's the greatest receiver in Titans history. They really never have had a great player like him at the position. So the fan base has just been so upset. The team obviously can't throw the football down the field the way they need to. They miss him, and he torched them on Sunday. They may have been like the straw that broke the camel's back. And as far as what A.J. Brown has done for the Eagles, he's been, even more than advertised. He's been incredible. He has helped elevate Jalen Hurts, and he's given this receiving group, the true number one they needed. They were missing last year.
Joe, we've got a great slate of action coming up here for Week 14. It all starts tomorrow night. I don't know that Baker Mayfield sees the field for the Rams, and I don't know that I'm really interested in betting Rams versus Raiders. This is kind of a stinker, but because it's on Thursday night and we'll be playing along, Las Vegas favored by 6 in this spot. Rams at home at SoFi, but is it really a home game when you're factoring in that the Raiders in Los Angeles, it's really a home game for the Raiders, is it not?
For sure. Yeah, I'll probably be on the props more than I will be on the side. I mean, I would think the Raiders are going to win this game. The Raiders, actually, it's interesting, the bottom of the AFC right now, the bottom of the playoff picture, those teams farting around. The Raiders are certainly farting around in the AFC picture right now. And I could see something happening. The schedules for the Jets and for the Dolphins are very difficult down the stretch, including playing each other, I think the last week of the season. It would not surprise me at all if someone within the playoff picture right now in the AFC falls out of it. You could also throw the Baltimore situation in there. Although they have 8 wins, we'll see how quickly until Lamar gets back. It happened last year. Lamar got hurt. It was like, well, maybe a week or two or three. We didn't see him again. And they lost a lot of games down the stretch. So you look at the bottom there. Pittsburgh, not dead. The Raiders, not dead. So these are kind of big games now down the stretch. I think the Raiders will win. And I'll probably be on surprise for Josh Jacobs, who's having a heck of a season.
Talk to Joe Giglio. He is your host of BetQL Daily, which you can hear on the Odyssey app. All right, Joe, for us squares here, there's one line I look at. I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense here. I look at Vikings-Lions, a team with a record of 10-2 going against a team with 5-7, and it's actually the Vikings getting plus points here. Joe, is this a trap I'm about ready to fall into?
I don't know if it is. Now, if the line keeps climbing, I'm going to stay away. I actually grabbed the Lions plus 1.5 on Monday because I had a feeling this was going to happen. And I didn't know it was going to go this much. I thought maybe we'd get close to pick them or whatever. So I wanted to get some sort of points to the Lions. I didn't know Lions were going to win this game. I think the Lions over the past 5 weeks have turned a corner. And I think right now their defense is playing better than Minnesota's defense. I think the better defense on the field on Sunday will belong to the Detroit Lions. And you go back to that game they put early in the season. Dan Campbell blew that game with the coaching decision. The Lions walked out of Minnesota in September feeling that they were the better team. So this feels like a crescendo for Detroit, kind of like, you know, this is our Super Bowl. Like this is their biggest moment of the year to get this game against the 10-2 team. And as far as Minnesota goes, I mean, I think the betting market is telling you everyone thinks they're lucky and not good.
Right.
Because this season at 10-2, they only have a plus 10 point differential. It is, in the last 20 years, there have been 53 teams that have won 10 of their first 12 games. They have the worst point differential of all of those 53 teams.
Wow.
I mean, they're really, it's like a 500 team that somehow is 10-2. So you kind of think about that, the home field, close game last time. I get why it's close spread, though I didn't expect it to get this high.
Jets-Bills, the game we've been talking about all week here. The Jets getting 9.5 points. The Bills at home. No Von Miller, the news we heard today. We didn't expect to see him against the Jets, but out for the rest of the season. And Mike White, a quarterback for the Jets. Are you buying into the Jets based on what White did against another kind of shoddy defense in Minnesota last weekend?
I do like this Jets team and where they're going. And it just feels like a lot of points to me. I do expect Buffalo to win this football game. I'd be surprised if they lose the game. It feels like a tough spot for the Jets, you know, through four quarters to stay to the point where they can win the game. But, you know, they have to win by 10, obviously, to cover this number here. And, you know, Buffalo's had these weird moments. And the Jets defense is legit. I mean, the Jets defense really took it to the Bills last time they played. Sometimes these things are matchup things, and I think the Jets defense has the kind of personnel, especially at corner, with Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed, to match up with the Buffalo Bills. So I'll probably be on the Jets plus the points, but I do expect the Bills to win. They're back as the number one seed, which they need to get, I believe, to get to the Super Bowl here. The Miller injury and the news, really, we knew the injury, but the news is a big blow for them. But I think they find a way over the next, 10, 11 days or so to beat Buffalo, to beat New York, and to beat Miami and kind of put a stranglehold on this division.
Joe, going back to the Niners here, do we have enough information to make an informed bet on Brock Purdy and how that offense will look? Or does it not matter with that offense because it's not that big a spread? And then the over-under at 37 seems like a lot of people think that, well, what you saw from the Buccaneers offense on Monday night, that's going to be the new norm, and we're not really confident. So your thoughts on there. Is there any value in playing that game, Buccaneers and Niners?
Yeah, the under feels like the play. I mean, it's a really low total, but the Buccaneers offense stinks. I mean, they are bad. They're lucky to win that game on Monday. They were lucky to beat the Rams about 4 weeks ago. It's a bad offense. I don't care who the names are, Brady and Evans and God, they're bad. It's a bad offense, and I've never bought into Todd Bowles as the head coach. So I don't believe they'll score against a great Niners defense. And then Brock Purdy, it's a tough spot, right? You know, a week now for the Bucs to look at film of Brock Purdy, look at film of what Shanahan did when he was in there. Feels like a very low-scoring game. You know, you worry in these kind of games, will a defensive touchdown, you know, somehow beat you if you're taking the under? But I think the under is the right play. The bet I'm looking at with San Francisco, I think it's really interesting, you know, kind of what the reaction is going to be if they lose this game. They go to Seattle on Thursday night, and I think the winner of the NFC West, and I'm saying this even with Purdy's in or not, has a really excellent chance to get to the NFC Championship game just because of the way the bracket's going to fall. If you look at the NFC right now, we're probably going to have the Bucs and the Cowboys in one side of this thing in the wild card weekend. The winner would probably go to Philadelphia. The other side is probably going to end up in the divisional round, the NFC West winner going to Minnesota. And that NFC West winner could get the Giants or the Commanders in the first round. So, you know, even with Purdy or Geno Smith, I think there's a real chance that one of those teams is in the NFC Championship game. So if the number falls on the Niners, I think they're worth a kind of a bet here moving forward.
Joe, give me a number on whether or not Lamar Jackson has played his last game as a Baltimore Raven, with the Ravens going to Pittsburgh and getting 2.5 points against the Steelers on Sunday.
That's a great question. I would say 20%, 15%. He's okay. Played his last game there. I mean, they do have the franchise tag available, but you guys, there's also a world where if Tyler Huntley wins some of these games and they look good and they make the playoffs, even if he can't come back before the end of the regular season, and then we get to the offseason in a league that everyone hopes to have a star quarterback, and someone, I don't know which team it will be, but blows the Ravens out of the water and says, here's four number one picks. You know, that could happen. And if it does, you know, maybe the Ravens surprise us and trade him away. But I still think it's a low number.
Oh, we root for chaos here, Joe. That's what we like here on our show. NBA tonight, interesting schedule. Anything pop out to you here that we can go make some money on?
So nothing on the slate tonight in particular, but I did want to bring up futures market and what's gone on here with the Anthony Davis MVP number. It's remarkable to me, remarkable, guys, how he went from out of the realm a couple weeks ago to down to 24-1 after a bunch of 45, you know, point games or so in the last week. But I actually think there's another bet to be made on the MVP and with the Lakers. So hear me out. The Lakers have turned a little bit of a corner here, and they're creeping towards 500. They'll probably get there. If the Lakers turn into a playoff team, into a team that could be in at least the middle of the Western Conference playoffs, I think we could probably ascertain that Anthony Davis, playing great, is probably going to get hurt again. He always gets hurt. He doesn't play full season. So if Anthony Davis has a good run, and they get to 500, and then he gets hurt, and somehow they keep winning, where's the credit going to go back to? It's going to go back to LeBron James. Guys, LeBron James is still averaging 27 points a game. He still looks like the player he's really always been. Maybe not, you know, a step slower than he used to be, but he's still great. His number on FanDuel as of yesterday was 370-1. I mean, I have to blind bet LeBron James 370-1 MVP. You know, even if you throw some pizza money on it, the return on that value would be incredible. So I have the Lakers on my mind with the futures market.
All right, Joe, let me throw another one at you with the Lakers, because let's say that the Lakers have figured it out. Let's say that Davis stays healthy and that they're able to find themselves as maybe a top four team in the West. Do you put any money down on Darvin Ham to be coach of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you brought that up. I think the favorite right now for the sixth man of the year is Russell Westbrook. So, and you could also look at a guy like Lonnie Walker as most improved. And they have, people love, you know, the Lakers are a story. They're going to get some sort of award there. So, yeah, the Ham one is interesting because, that, you know, to navigate the mess that whole thing has been. And then, you know, he had to be the one to kind of deliver the news. Hey, Russell Westbrook, you're off the bench now, which had to be uncomfortable for a new coach. So there's a lot there. I think the Ham angle for Coach of the Year is really interesting.
Nothing to be said as far as value for the Heisman on Saturday, correct? It's going to be Williams?
I think so. We had a lead trader on from BetMGM on the BetQL Daily Show earlier this week, and he thought it was done. You know, and he's just, you know, his role is basically to set the lines and to look at the bets coming in and kind of reconfigure the lines on really probably an hourly or quarter hourly basis. That's what he does for BetMGM, and he gave us the indication that this thing is all but over, and that it's a wrap. Caleb Williams will be the Heisman Trophy winner.
Joe, before we let you go, let's talk a little hot stove, because the Phillies got Trey Turner, the Yankees got Judge, the Mets got Verlander. What's your take on everything that's gone on with Major League Baseball here in free agency?
Yeah, well, I mean, the NL East is just incredible. I mean, these three teams could be better than they were last year. The Braves, I mean, they're a young team. I mean, they won 100 games despite having Acuna not do anything last year off of the injury. They'll be excellent again. The Phillies just continue to load up. I don't think the Mets really are going to be worse next year. They could be better in terms of the calculus of Verlander and DeGrom. I mean, DeGrom's great, but Verlander pitches. He pitches every fifth day and gives a lot of innings. And DeGrom, we know, hasn't done that in years now. So the NL East is amazing. I felt like the Yankees were backed into a corner. I mean, they couldn't lose Judge. Although, the other thing that strikes me, guys, this week, Turner, 11 years at the age of 30. Judge, at 31, gets 9 years. It's how quickly these teams forget. I mean, the Albert Pujols deal, we saw how that ended. I know he had a nice little resurgence the last half of this year, but it was a disastrous contract. And there's a real chance Aaron Judge in 5 years or 6 years or Turner in 7 years are really bad contracts. These teams can't help themselves, and then they regret it, you know, halfway in.
Joe, I'm really looking forward to our conversation next week, because this time last year here in New York State, we couldn't place wagers legally on the bowl season. Are you into college football bowl seasons, Joe?
Of course. And my first thought is, ESPN ran a piece earlier this week asking bookmakers, you know, before the Ohio State-Michigan game, what would a hypothetical Georgia-Ohio State line have been? And they were obviously thinking about those kind of things, because that was a possible college football playoff matchup. So they had to have that those kind of numbers in their mind. And the response was about 3 or 3.5, Ohio State as the dog. Now they're 6.5. Guys, one game changed the line on that one by 3.5 points. It's not like Ohio State has a bunch of injuries. But I am very intrigued by the idea of Ohio State plus 6.5, because what changed besides one bad day against Michigan?
Did they get it right with the four teams that are in the college football playoff, Joe?
No. I know everyone wants to make it like fair. I want the best teams in. I want the best television product. I really have little interest in TCU. I mean, they had a great season, and good for them, and they're well coached. But if you gave me Alabama, in there, even with two losses, I'd be more intrigued. And I think on a neutral field, Alabama would be, you know, an 8-point favorite over TCU anyway. So they would do my thing, but the right thing is the best TV product for me.
Joe Giglio, check him out, BetQL Daily. Always love our conversations. Thanks, Joe, so much.
You got it, guys.
There he is, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Joe Giglio. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
True that the line was there, but wouldn't Michigan say, hey, here's what you do against Ohio State. Here's what a good team can do against. Yeah.
I agree with Joe.
Really?
Yeah. I want the best product for my viewing pleasure. And Alabama.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like about Ohio State.
No. I might differ in that. I think TCU shouldn't be punished for losing in overtime in the Big 12 championship game. So I would have TCU in there, but I think Alabama as a two-loss team is a more compelling entrant into the college football playoff than Ohio State, just based on what we saw out of Ohio State the last few weeks of the season.
Is it we're just tired of Alabama, Nick Saban? We got to change it
they
up.
They lost. I mean, yeah. You know, but the way they lost and the teams that they lost to, again, I don't know that you can really punish them. I mean, those were close, hard-fought games that they just didn't get over on. They lost. So, you know, I'm being selfish here. I'm saying if for my own selfish reasons, and I think what Joe is saying is for selfish reasons, if we're the consumer interested in a TV product, then yeah, Alabama and Ohio State in the Final Four for the college football playoff over a team like TCU. Great stuff from Joe there. Hopefully you can cash in on some of those bets week 14 in the NFL, some NBA talk. Joe Giglio, the host of BetQL Daily, joins us every Wednesday afternoon at 4:25 in the sports bar. Next up, NFL appetizers. We serve up the day's top stories in bite-sized form.
Yeah, so stories that we're chasing here. Obviously, this was not a good day when you heard the injury news out in Buffalo. We'll kind of go over that once again. We have some news out in New Orleans, Tampa, Houston going back to the future of their quarterback. Does it even really matter? News not OBJ related to the Dallas Cowboys as well.
All right, that's coming up next. We go around the NFL with appetizers in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
The Odyssey app is your home for sports. Follow and listen live to The Fan Rochester for free on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.